Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. We call this our online segment. We've got veteran NFL writer Bob Glauber of Newsday joining us.
Robert.
You've earned that veteran status. Jordan Renan of ESPN. Jordan, welcome to the show as well.
Thank you very much.
All right, so the first question here. The Giants have a chance to do something that they haven't done in a couple of years, which is create a little separation early in the season. Haven't started 3-0 since 2009 and have a chance to go 2-0 in the division. They've only gone 2-4 each of the last 2 years in the division, so this is a huge game for them on Sunday.
It is, you know, this line of playing with prosperity. We haven't talked about that in years. Really, in the Super Bowl years, we talked about that storyline. But this is a good early season test for them. They've got everything going. They've got a great chance for separation here with the defending divisional champions. And I think the way they're playing and the way Washington is playing, how do you not think the Giants are going to have their way here?
Yeah, 2-0 would be huge. I mean, that'd be three in the division, and then 3-0 overall, that'd be three full games ahead of the Redskins if they beat them, plus they beat them head-to-head. It's just such a massive advantage. And then you look at the Cowboys, you know, they got to still deal with without Tony Romo for who knows how long, at least probably half the season. And then the Eagles, yeah, they're off to a hot start, but let's see them kind of do it against the team not being the Browns or the Chicago Bears. So
it's the NFL, National Fake You Out League, one of the things that you can use to describe the league. And things change. So the Giants, we know they won't be, but Giants fans shouldn't be overconfident either, despite the fact that Washington has played so poorly. Because they're desperate, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is still a pretty good Washington team. Most of the pieces that were the key pieces for them last year, they're back again this year. And obviously a lot rests on Kirk Cousins. But for the Giants, there are a lot of reasons to be positive. I mean, look at the defense. The defense is just the number one reason that you should be optimistic about the Giants is that it's been significantly better this year than it was last year. And I don't think anybody could even debate that.
Significantly. I mean, light years better. I mean, it's a huge advantage that they have now compared to last year. Bobby, you mentioned, the idea that Washington's desperate. You cannot minimize that. In this league, desperate teams usually win. Now, it's early season. I think you kind of use that later in the season. But there is some early season desperation in Washington, and they absolutely need it to really stop from falling off a cliff here.
Oh, and 3 is doomsday in the NFL. Yeah. Everybody pretty much knows that.
Statistically, it is, as far as what teams have been able to do if they start 0-3. And, you know, only one team since 1990 has lost their first two games with them being at home and made it to the postseason. And that was the 0-3 Philadelphia Eagles. The only team to go 0-2 to start the year with the two losses being at home and overcome that. Yeah. So now Jay Gruden's had to put out some fires this week, because after last week's game, there was talk, players talking behind the scenes about confidence in Kirk Cousins. He kind of squashed that. I want to ask you about Ben McAdoo, because this was all new to him. Mm-hmm. Jay Gruden at least had some head coaching experience in the Arena Football League. McAdoo's had to deal with a lot of different things, and so far he's passed with flying colors.
I think he really has, and I think he had a really big week this week in particular. You know, there's a lot of talk about the national anthem subject. Now, I was curious to see how he'd handle that this week, because some of the players have talked about whether they're going to do something on Sunday. And McAdoo, you know, he has been on record as saying he'd be, quote, disappointed if that happened. But, in asking him this week about it, I think he was very circumspect about it. I think he thought about it a lot, and I think he really got closer to his players and they to him with the way he handled that situation, because he talked about being together with them, he talked about listening, and he understood where they're at. I got a sense from the players that they grew with him this week, and I think it was an important week for him.
A couple guys said, always has an open door policy. Yeah. So you can always go talk to him about these things, and these social issues, he brings them up all the time during their meetings. It's a big part of how he operates to sort of stay close with the team in regards to issues like this.
Yeah, and he prefaced it with, you know, we football coaches, we're in that bunker during, you know, and you hear all the things, you know, that the wives have to update them on what's going on with everything. But he also let you know that he knows what's going on.
Right.
He understands what's going on. And he wants to hear what his players have to say as far as how they feel and how then they should handle things collectively.
Absolutely. And in talking to the players this week, you know, about that subject in particular, which the whole country is talking about, you know, I think Ben McAdoo is with it. And he didn't go back to that, you know, pushing people away thing. Listen, it's hard for first-year coach. It really is, in New York, no less. But I think I saw a side of him this week that let me know, and certainly let the players know, that there is a lot of substance to this guy, and they can get close to him, and he'll let them in there. And I think that will serve him well longer term.
All right, let's talk about predictions for this week as the Giants take on a Washington team looking for their first win.
Yeah, I'm bullish on the Giants still. I think that 3-0 is very much within the possibility of happening. I think it will happen. I think defense will play well against Kirk Cousins, and I think Eli Manning will have his way. Maybe Odell Beckham gets his first touchdown, and maybe Victor Cruz continues playing hot. I think it's 27-19 Giants.
Yeah, I picked the Giants to be 3-0 to start the season originally, and I'm sticking with that. There's a lot of good things that you've seen from this team so far. Like we said, the defense number one, and also Odell Beckham Jr., let's be honest, he's going to be a little extra motivated for this game. This is a big game for him. He knows it.
Jordan, great stuff. Bob, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us.